Welcome to the Sneaker Annex podcast with me, Tess, aka at Wavy TMJ, and my little co-host, Danny, aka at Roy Stino. Today, we flipped it around, and I will be grilling Danny about his sneaker journey. And I want to utilize this opportunity to see if he can convince me why I should select Adidas as an additional shoe brand of choice. All right, Danny, tell me, why, just why?
All right, Tess, and if you couldn't tell, were you reading that off a script by any chance?
You know I did. I wrote
it. But well done. That was really good. That we're going to flip this round and you are going to interview me.
Oh, it's my first time.
Are we okay with this?
We're okay with this.
Are we okay? And just so we know, we are sat in the back of a pub. So there is a little bit of Spanish music because we've just eaten tapas. And there's the football going on next door. And we have got what is probably the... Well, what can only be described as the most posh tequila slammers in front of us, where we're going to have to grate the salt onto our hand before
Danny,
going for it.
You've come to my end. What do you expect?
I mean, yeah.
It's all about the grinder.
All about the grinder.
But, you know, Danny, look, I want to talk to you.
Go on, go for it.
I want to understand a little bit more about Adidas, your journey, why you really do love them. I appreciate that you really do love them. And I'm now sort of seeing this culture and subculture of Special Boys. Thank you very much for following me. And I want to understand your passion, where it came from and why.
Are we going right to the beginning? So, as always,
I don't know about beginning.
This
could be a long night.
This could be a long night.
Right, every time you say Adidas, you're going to have to do a slammer.
Every time I say Adidas, every time I say Special, I've got to have a tequila. I mean, this could get messy.
Bar lady, can I have a bottle, please?
That could get silly. It's a funny one. I think we said it on the last podcast. We grill so many people about why they're into shoes, and I don't always flip it round and say how I got into it. So it is a little bit weird. It's also a bit weird being interviewed by yourself. In the flesh, which is still kind of cool. I don't know what it...
Okay, let's start age.
So the age was probably starting secondary school is where the love for, or the want for trainers, because it was a... I didn't have... And when you went to high school, the older boys had. So they had Air Max.
So we're talking pre-teens or we're talking teens?
Yeah, we're talking like 11, 12. Mm-hmm. And the older boys at school just having the shoes and having just whatever. And I was happy just having, I wish I could remember the shoes. I had a pair of Adidas trainers and they were like equipment ones. And I wanted torsion on them. And my mum couldn't afford to have torsion. So I had to have the cheaper version of torsion back in. We're talking like 94. And
so
it was just...
You basically had a pair of shoes that were kind of cool, but not quite cool enough.
Just like me now.
Oh my God, just I have like to say, this now. Has just set you up. Take a shot. Seriously. So, okay, I'm just seeing Danny, looking at these other kids having the really cool shoes and you having the kind of cool-ish shoes.
It was just to have that three stripes. Mm. It was just to have that three stripes. And it was more Adidas back then than Nike, to be honest. Even though the older boys, I remember there was this one guy, I don't know his name, but he had like some 93s on. And then he had 96s when they came out, and it was just like he always had those shoes. Mm-hmm. And I never did. And I can understand that my mum couldn't afford it. Single parent, three boys. She can't just wipe out three pairs of Air Maxes in a month. It's just not possible, you know.
They're not cheap. So
no.
You didn't have a uniform?
Yeah, but I would wear... So, me and my friends, we would wear trainers to school. We would try and get into class in our trainers, but when we were caught, we'd put our school shoes on and the trainers would go back in the bag.
Okay.
And then they'd come out for like playtime. And then we'd try to get into the next level. And I remember, oh my God, I didn't do Spanish, but there was a Spanish teacher. Can't remember her name, but I did French. And she would march down and we used to hold our jackets like over our shoes to see if we could get into class.
This is footwear naughtiness, basically.
This is absolute where it all started back in the day at St. Michael's, the high school I went to. And it was just, yeah, it just kind of developed from there then. Because then everyone wanted to have a pair of trainers for like playtime or break or whatever you're going to call it. And It was, could you have something that somebody else in the playground didn't have?
Okay.
And that's I think, for me, it was really important to have something that nobody had, just to stand out. And it was a little bit for the flex, because, oh, I've got a pair of these, whatever it might be, and you don't. And I think it just kind of stemmed, that's where the seed was planted. Not saying it went from to where it is now without steps in between, but that was the initial.
It's still all about the flex.
You
know it is. We went into example. You're standing there, and then the security guard goes, "Oi, mate, you've got this special jacket." Honestly, you were beaming like there was sun shining out of your arse. And I wanted to punch you in the face, by the way.
Of course
but,
you did, yeah.
But this is obviously the little Danny has actually not grown up into a bigger Danny. You're still the little Danny.
Yeah. I have not grown up in that aspect. But it's not always, I don't think, you go through a journey, don't you?
And
it was for the flex back then. And it was to have something different. And I mentioned it on Shout Out, the Double Up podcast. I mentioned it on there where me and my friends were going for Reebok Classics and trying to get different coloured Reebok logos on our Reebok Classics. Just to stand out. And it wasn't to... Yeah, it was for the flex, I guess. But it wasn't... I don't know.
Okay.
It was for the flex.
But you've got quite a few years in between. Between,
say,
11 to wherever you are now. So, why have you stuck with this? Why did you not diverge? Why did you not go, okay, Adidas, that, you know, this is okay, but this other guy who had the Nikes, he's cooler.
Therefore,
I want to go into that.
But then it went into TNs, 99, 2000, went into TNs. So there was lots of Air Max.
Okay.
And there was, shout out, I feel like I'm shouting out all the podcasts at the minute, but shout out, Merkel Moorman, like, what a
G.
Guy.
We like Merkel Moorman.
Absolute G.
Excuse me while I pour my wine.
Pour some more wine. And he put on his story just like some Air Sanjayas. And I was like, oh my God, what a blast from the past. So then there was Tien's up in Foot Locker and I worked at Sports Soccer, which is now Sports Direct. But it wasn't the thing it is today, like 20 years ago. And Mo put up some Air Sanjayas on his story like the other day, and I was like, oh, that's a blast, because with my staff discount I could get them for like £30, so it was like I would have every colour of those, because I was like 16, 17, just having that trainer in a different colour. And
but somehow you've got this love for the terrace shoes.
Yeah, so that was a weird one. It kind of, so I remember I found Hip in Leeds, and then I found, somehow via Robin, I can't quite remember the story, it was very messy back in the day and there were some hazy memories, but I loved a pair of Forest Hills, the white ones with the gold stripes, yellow sole, Forest Hills, absolute classic banging pair. So I found those, and then I got into like Adidas Italias, which I've got on today. I've got my CP company Italias actually.
Yeah, he undressed them to come down to London
just to come see you today. Aww. Happy days. So I always had that, but then at the same time I still have a love for Air Max, and then it was around the time where SB Dunks started coming out, and obviously I massive love for SB Dunks, and it was all the other shoes, all the Air Maxes, all the Adidas shoes, there were shoes to wear and there were shoes to be seen in, but there weren't shoes to collect.
There were
just wearers, whereas when the dunk craze came, it was like, right, ooh, I want to try and collect all the different ones.
Well, they were for me, they were like an epitome of art. They were something that, you know, okay, it did take off and went crazy. But, you know, back in the day when you'd be queuing up, there would be like 5 or 6 of you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you want them to go, oh, because they've got these all these little characteristics that nothing else had.
Yeah.
And they were kind of off the wall. And for me, you know, my creativity, I love anything that's slightly different. But for you, you know, you love these dunks, which are completely crazy. And yet at the same time, you have these very classic interest in the specials, which are they're a very basic shoe, but I appreciate them, but they've also got this amazing cult following.
Yeah, so I think back in the day when we were talking like early 2000s, mid 2000s, all my Adidas stuff was worn because they were just trainers to wear still. Do you know, like you go to like football or you go wherever, and if you got trashed, it didn't matter. Whereas with the Dunks, I still went out with them, but they were a bit more of the flex, where the Adidas stuff back in the day wasn't. It wasn't a flex. It was just a nice pair of trainers that you put on with a pair of jeans or whatever it was that you wore just to go out. And I think, truthfully, the Adidas, so we are at a stage in my life where I didn't collect trainers because, you know, got married, had kids, blah, blah, blah. Disposable income just wasn't there to spunk on a pair of trainers. Oh, the disposable income was spunked on cars.
Okay. I think you said the key word, spunk. You had to drink.
Are we on to the keelers now? Tequila. So are we actually going to grind? Get your finger out. We're going to grind some salt.
I'm not grinding on my finger.
I'm not grinding on you.
On your hand.
No. So here's the thing. I can't grind the salt. Goodness, you're going to have to grind it onto me for that.
I'm grinding onto you, baby.
There we go, there we go.
No, you go first.
Right, we're going for it.
Here's your line.
There we go.
Okay, great. You said the key word.
Oh.
I just made that up.
Yeah. Sean, if you're listening. So, yeah. The collecting Adidas came when I came back into trainers. So I'd had, what, it was like 06, 07, till about 14. And once I've had, like, both the kids were here, and just life changed for me. And then went back to hip. So hip is like a staple for me. Like if I ever want clothes, trainers, it was hip, the hip store in Lidl.
Yeah, I saw you in the bag the other day.
Yeah. And so went to hip and then found like the Spezial range and just kind of started dabbling a little bit because I didn't want to go, I've got an addictive personality. So what if I get into stuff, I really get into it. Like, not a lot of people know this. I don't really mind sharing it on the podcast, but when I was a lot younger, I had like a really bad gambling habit, like on the slot machines and stuff. And it was just that, it was that addicted to it. Like where I said more cars, I knew every single car. I knew every single aspect of every single car. And it was like that, just completely engrossed in it.
Addictive and stroke. OCD kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm. And then I tailed off the gambling. That stopped very early. And then always had the cars and still have the cars today. But tailed off the trainers for a little bit and then got back into it. And then, like a lot of people, when I met Lance when we started at the Annex, it kind of gave me that shot of heroin back in the veins again. I was already coming back into it anyway. But then meeting somebody else who was into it just pushed me over that cliff a little bit.
And I think it's kind of inspiring because you meet someone and it's, you know, it's kind of random we're here today.
Yeah.
You know, essentially you meet someone and it's a safe place, but you also meet other cool people and they're all interested in the same thing. And it's not about whether you have 3,000 pairs, 10 pairs, it's just if you're interested.
Yeah.
And I think that for me is the core values of the sneaker community, is that are you interested, are you passionate? It's not about people being judgmental, it's not about Instagram, it's not about size of collection, it's just do you love this thing?
Yeah, and that's it. And I think my hiatus from it was when social media was kicking off. So I had a complete, when I started collecting again, for want of a better word, it didn't feel like collecting, I was just buying stuff I was into, it's a weird...
Stacking them up.
Yeah.
Creating your own storeroom.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But I think, I didn't have that Instagram influence because it's just what I did before, and then it's like a really weird starting up social media to do the Annex. Because I didn't do social media before doing this, really. It was a completely different perspective about why other people were into it, I guess. I'm not saying necessarily everybody, I don't want to pigeonhole people because it's not everybody, but it's just been an interesting eye-opener these past, 5, 6 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think social media went boom at 2017.
Yeah.
And that's when everyone was like, okay, you know, I'm getting onto this. But I just can understand where it came from and why. It was about social involvement. It was about being part of something. It's about, you know, sort of subscribing to this new community.
Yeah.
But the
point for me about social media is it was the social aspect I'm bothered about.
Yeah.
It wasn't about the showing off. It wasn't about the flex. It was about actually I can connect with people who are into what I'm into. Like, how cool is that? It's not about what I've got or what you've got.
Yeah.
I mean, to a certain extent it is, because if you've got a pair that I like and I don't have, then I can talk to you about it and I'm like, oh, I love that you've got a pair of these, that, whatever it might be. It's not about being jealous or envious or all that stuff that you kind of see now.
Yeah, it's about connections. Like, people say, how do you know Danny? Instagram.
Because of trainers. It's like, yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing.
But then off the back of it, it's not just about trainers, is it? How many real friends, like yourself?
Yeah.
How many real friends do you make off the back of it because of a shared interest?
Not many. Right, I've got a little game to play.
Oh my God, right.
Ready?
Does it involve more tequila?
It might do, but... Thanks for telling me that one.
Cheers.
Okay. Snog, marry, avoid.
Oh, my Lord.
That's your collection. So you've got three shoes. You're going to snog one. You're going to marry the next one. Who are you going to avoid in your collection at home?
Are you giving me three to pick? Or I could pick?
Three you've got to pick at home right now.
All right. So you're not going to pick. You're not picking my three pairs. Right. What would I... So, snog. What would I absolutely snog? When I get them out, I'm like,
Take a shot.
I still go my Cordobas, you know. Ooh. I still go. I love that pair of shoes. And I love them because it so without wanting to rewind or take it off on a... I mean, we're going to go on so many tangents because we've been drinking. But I like... There's lots of reasons why I like trainers, like... Music has a massive influence. Friends had a massive influence back in the day. Good design. Are they funky? Do they stand out? All that kind of thing. And the Cordoba kind of spans everything because, yes, it's the Adidas Terrace shoe silhouette, you know, the handball special, blah, blah, blah. But it has the coloration of, it could be a dunk on the, using the colors. The materials are really nice.
Oh, it's one of the few pairs that I go... Oh, I wouldn't have minded that one.
And it just ticks all the boxes of why I like trainers.
Mm.
So that would be my absolute snog. Right? If you're going to go snog a pair of trainers, I would absolutely...
Cordoba.
Just go for...
Marry. Who are you going to marry? This is going to be the long runner. This is the one that's going to be with you for life. This is commitment.
What would I marry out of my collection? I've got a pair of trainers that I would get married in, but I don't think that's the same.
No.
That's not the same, is
it?
If I had one pair of shoes, I would could just like restock over and over, and I could wear them, beat them, get a new pair. I would never beat my wife. Let's just get this out there. That beating is not quite the right term.
No, I don't think.
I'd really struggle past a pair of anniversary Air Max 1s. Red anniversary Air Max 1s. I'd really, really struggle. They're just a classic.
I just took mine off.
You had yours on early on today. Tess looks down at her feet and she's got some Raf Simmons Dan Smith song.
I've just changed for you. Oh. I was wearing my Air Max 1 anniversary.
Yes.
And now got my Raf Simmons.
I think it's just a... I don't know, again.
Because it's the most beautiful classic shoe.
Yeah, of course it is.
You can't miss. Right.
No.
Avoid.
You can't miss. Oh my God, what would I avoid? What have I got in my collection? I think, oh God. Why the hell is that there? I've probably got... I almost can tell you what it is.
It's got to be a high top, because I know you don't wear high tops.
Yeah, but because I don't wear many high tops, I don't.
Because you're so short.
I don't have many high tops. So the high tops I've got I like. But in my collection, I've got a pair of Superstars. So I got Superstars back in the day, 35th anniversary Superstars, back in 2005 or whenever. I think it must have been 2005, I think. Someone's going to correct me on that.
Please.
And they had the 50th anniversaries. So one of the 50th anniversaries were they put all the cities from the 35th anniversary onto one and made like a What the Superstar.
Oh, and that was like, you showed it to me.
Oh my God, I was like, that. The concept behind it was so good. I was like,
it had all different coloured laces and
no.
What was that one then?
That's the next. That's the next City Series one. Yeah, that's
sorry, one, yeah. Everyone.
Spoiler. Right. But it had all the different. So it had the bits from the Berlin, the bits from the London, all round the shoe, and it should have been amazing.
Was it messy?
And it was. It just did not hit right.
It's like vomit.
It did. I wore them a couple of times, but.
So you're avoiding those, babies?
I'm avoiding those
okay.
ones.
Okay. All right.
Cool little game, though.
I like that.
I used to love Snag Marry Avoid. What a TV show that was. Didn't last long enough, did it?
No.
No.
Are we going to talk about shoes that we're interested in right now? That's coming out.
What? Are we going to avoid that the Special drop that's just come out? I think that's been
rinsed. I mean, worn a lot by you. I mean, I've noticed you've got your likes up because your jacket.
I mean, the jackets have gone down really well.
It's all about the jackets. I have to say, I like the burgundy one. I like the burgundy one.
Yeah, that was cool.
The one you come out with this evening. It's all right. It goes well with a camo, which I know you're really excited about. You're fit. You go,
fit.
No.
You didn't say I'm fit.
No, you're
just
outfit.
For the record, just record. Tessa just said I'm fit.
I didn't. I retract. Actually, I'm going to do my shot.
You can do your shot now.
Can you grind?
We can grind on you.
Grind on me.
Why is it? That's enough salt for you.
Thank you.
Nice. So, oh my God, that is, well, I'm not editing that out. I'm definitely keeping that in. So yeah, I think, I can't remember where we got to now. Snag Marry Avoid.
No, I do.
Shoes.
What's coming out next that we like? I'm going to start.
So, right, so we're going to go on to the, I feel like I'm taking over now. I didn't mean to do that. So like we've said in the previous episodes, we are going to try and drop a shoe of the week that we both like. As we've said before, we don't really need to rinse it and go through everything that's coming out, because if you're listening to this, you are a trainer enthusiast, you are a sneakerhead, whatever you call yourself, you know pretty much what is coming out. But me and Tess have trawled through everything that's coming out this week, and we have picked out basically our shoe of the week, or each shoe of the week. So go on, Tess, what have you seen this week that has caught your eye?
Right.
That you think actually...
Over our tapas, we spent 5 minutes having a quick look, quite frankly.
What an amazing tapas, by the way.
It was not bad, you know.
And it didn't feel like
the
tapas.
Portions.
It felt like five full-size meals.
Excuse me, but where are the football players to help us out?
We actually needed them.
Okay. So I what caught my eye, which I have to say, I want to kick against as well. Okay, we've got Valentine's coming up.
Yep.
Right. I hate Valentine's. I don't subscribe to this. But...
But I mean, I do, because of all the cards that come through the post.
Cards or cars?
Cards. Valentine's Day cards.
Like, you speak English?
Like the sorting office that's needed to go through them all.
I respect that.
I wish.
Right. I'm going to go for the Dunks that are coming out. The Valentine's ones that have got the frilly knicker thing.
Have you not seen those properly?
Okay,
no.
It's the Nike Dunks. They are all pink, and I have to say, I generally kick against pink, but I like this. It's got like a little sort of frilly knicker lace accent. Yeah, those ones. I'm down with that. I love anything that's coming out for an event or a special occasion. I'm having that.
I like a frilly knicker, I'm not going to
lie.
I'm
telling you, they look like a frilly knicker.
They do, yeah.
They do.
They do.
And you know, generally I would say I don't like anything that's too pink or too girly, but I'd love to see guys wearing these.
Yeah, they are. I've not seen them until I've just opened up the size launches app. Okay. Well, I like a dunk, as we all know.
But.
I don't know. I feel like they're just maybe a lace swap, or they maybe a little bit of white there. They're almost dark.
It could do with contrast.
For Valentine, yeah. Valentine's Day dunk.
Yeah.
I would say.
I would definitely change the laces on those, but I think the accents, I'm doing that.
Yeah, they're cool. Like, we covered themed shoes before.
We like a theme.
We do like a theme.
Another theme. What about you?
I mean, they're not a strange little dunk, that's all I'm saying.
Oh my God, no. Oh, now those. Oh. Sorry. Oh, baby. Oh. That's what gets me excited.
Strange little dunks.
Take a shot. Oh, there's no more shots.
We've got no more shots. Funny one for me. I don't really do this brand, as many people know. I was flicking through the release, I was like, what's coming out this week? And there's not an awful lot. There was a pair of Adidas that were coming out, and I've forgotten the name right now. I think it's like the XX Large Campus. They were coming out, and I thought, they're kind of good, but I don't think they're anything on the Spezial stuff that came out last week. So I'm going to pick for my shoe of the week the New Balance Times Amy Lee and Dore 993s.
Damn.
What we're saying about these?
I have to say, you're throwing a real big curveball, because let me tell you, I really like them. I love them.
They are. I mean, if you just say New Balance, Amy Lee and Dore, usually smash it. I can't think of a bad pair. No, I don't think I can, but I love the colours on, maybe the black midsole.
I don't mind it. They kind of remind me of a sledge. I like them.
But the uppers, the burgundies.
Is that suede?
The blues, the suede.
Yeah, suede. For me, I love anything that's got a lot of different textures as well as colours. And it's like, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's yours.
That is my pick this week of the shoes that are coming out. What we're saying? I think I win this week.
Mm.
Oh, Tessie's
you win.
She's struggling.
You win because she's struggling. I think they're cooler. Oh, but I'm going to win because I think they're funner. That's a word.
Funner?
Yeah.
I was just thinking it's funner. It's funner a word.
It's definitely a word after wine and tequila.
Yeah, I mean, we'll give funner. We'll do funner.
Yeah.
So there we go. That is our shoe of the week.
All right, Danny. Next question.
Go on then. What have you got for me? So we've done our little segment. What's next up on Tess grilling Danny? Is that going to be the episode? Is that the episode title?
Maybe. That. Tess grills Danny.
Good God.
And he does shots.
Yeah.
So I visited you recently. I'm sorry, I'm slurring a little bit. Take another glass of wine.
Yeah. You'll be fine. Just drink a bit more.
Oh, it's all going to be good. So you pointed out to me something the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That is the annex.
Oh, yes.
So I want to know a little bit more about that, because obviously I've kind of jumped onto this by default. I don't know exactly how I got here, but I'm
jumped
here.
Slash roped in.
Yeah.
Slash.
Yeah, like.
Can't escape.
Take off these flipping shackles, but I'm still here. Bottom line is, you went, there's the annex. So let me ask you, let's talk about the annex. Where did it come from and how did we get here now?
Yeah, it's weird because I feel like I've told this story a million times. But then when I actually think about it, I think of it, lots of people don't actually know where it all came from. So essentially it was me and Lance, whose real name is Paul, and we set it up. It was complete fluke. And it was just our two boys started school together years ago. So they're in high school now. So
wait.
So when they started primary school.
Hold on, wait, stop here. His name is Lance, but his actual real name is Paul.
So we'll get explain on to this. We'll get on to that. We'll get on to that anyway.
Okay.
So we were in the park, and my little boy was like, "Oh, dad, that's the boy from school." So they went off playing, and as you do, you and the new dads from school. I mean, it was my firstborn, so
your baby.
My baby.
Yorkshire.
Just from Yorkshire. Just trying to get to know the other dads from school, etc. And talk about the usual, what football team do you support? You know, just the usual icebreakers, I guess. Tessie's snoring now. And then, in fact, I think it was on that day that Paul's little lad smashed his face in on the skate ramps. And he had to run off, like, covered in blood. And he, I think it was about a week or so later, that saw him in the park again. I'm like, "Oh, hi, how's it going? How's your little boy?" And he was fine. They were off playing again. Just started talking. And he was like, "Oh," kind of conversation, like, "Right, where do you take..." You know, you get that awkward point where you're like, "Right, I don't got any much more to say here." And he was like, "So, got any other interests or hobbies?" "Oh, I'm kind of into trainers." Now, I don't know about you, if someone says, just random person, you're not at a meet, you're not at Crepe City or Laces Out, or you're not studying in a line for a shoe, and someone says, "I'm into trainers," what's your initial thought?
Oh, I get terribly excited. Really? What do you like?
Really? Because my initial thought is, "You're not really, mate." "I'm into trainers. I'm into shoes."
No. I think this is so cool. This is so random.
But it was just not the setting where I'd think. So I've got a lot of friends that collect trainers. And there's nothing wrong with it, but they'll just go to JD and buy a pair of trainers, and that's what they do. And they might have like 20, 30 pairs. And they're just, I don't want to use the word just, but for the sake of what I'm talking about, they're just trainers from JD. There's nothing special about them. They're not a Pata Air Max 1. They're not a CP Adidas Italia type thing. So I turned around. So I turned around to him and says, "Oh, so what have you got?" Thinking, "It's not going to be much." He's like, "Well, I've got a pretty impressive collection of Adidas Micro Pacers." And I was like, "Oh. right. So you are into trainers."
Was he training you under the table?
I don't think he was intentionally.
So then
the conversation goes into like what you're into, and this was the point which I mentioned just before, like just getting back into it kind of thing. And I was still into my Dunks, still into a bit of Air Max, just getting back into like Adidas and things. And then years, like a few years went past, where we were just mates, and we bought trainers, we spoke about trainers, we watched. Have you ever seen the Going to South America?
Oh.
And the Special ones where they go to Carlos's shop. So we would watch those things on YouTube. I go around to Paul's house, and we'd get drunk and watch stupid stuff on YouTube. Not what you're thinking, but stuff.
Geek weird
stuff. Paul's wife would come round to my house, and the girls would get drunk, and that's kind of just how it was.
We'd come round to my place, we'd talk about YouTube and shoes.
Yeah. But and then it was one of our friends was a bit like, you two guys should have a YouTube channel, because the annex was where Paul kept his trainers. It was in like granny flat on the side of the house. So, and when you walked in, it looked like, you go back to the first annex videos, it looks like a studio. There's a couch and there's a room. It's not just me sat in front of the fireplace like it is now. There is a room with trainers and a sneaker wall before there was even a thing like a sneaker wall.
IKEA shelves?
No.
Oh.
It was a vintage bookcase.
Now that is cool.
And so the stuff, well, I won't say vintage, but it was a built-in bookcase that Paul put his trainers on. And then it just went from there, really. And it was done purely for fun. It wasn't set up a YouTube channel to get anything out of it other than two friends having a laugh. So like, we would crack open a beer, turn the camera on, talk about trainers, and that was it. And going back to where, why he was called Lance. So he was a DJ, and his DJ name was Lance No Chance. So that's where the Lance came from. And he didn't want to be on camera.
Lance No Chance.
Yeah. So he didn't want to be on camera. So I was like, right, well, be off camera. And I saw, because I'm a car geek, I used to watch a YouTube car channel, and there was one guy on camera, and there was two people behind the scenes, you never saw them. And I thought, that's a great concept. And so that's where it started. And we would just open up trainers. We'd open up a beer. We'd get whatever trainers that we'd either, and it was only trainers we bought at the beginning. You know, you don't get people sending you trainers. You don't work with like the guys from Size or with like the guys from Adidas or Puma or all the amazing things we've done over the years.
It's just stuff you purchased.
It was stuff we purchased. And it was almost like that flex type. It was going back to the
Danny when he was 11 years old.
Exactly. It was like, oh, this is what I managed to get this week, and this is what. And then we did a few archive videos. We would just pull a pair of trainers off the wall, what's in the box type thing, and look at stuff that was pre-annex and do that. That was kind of cool. And then, yeah, that's where it just started, and it grew beyond what we ever, and I'm not saying it's massive by any stretch of the imagination, but it was just there for us to have fun. Almost like the podcast, and that's what I've tried to do with everything ever since. The podcast, or whatever, it's me and you sat in the back of a pub listening to Spanish music because we've just eaten tapas. If people listen, great. And if they don't, we've had a great night.
Oh, I won't even remember it tomorrow morning anyway.
But that was what the annex was. And I think people literally subscribed to it because it was real. It wasn't showy. It wasn't about what people don't like about the sneaker game now. It was just two mates having a laugh. Talking about trainers and a shared interest. And I've loved it ever since. It's been a massive part of my life. Ever since we've started doing it. And obviously as it took off and we did, you know, we went to Berlin and helped with unload the truck from Adidas came while we were in the queue, and Mark from Overkill helped us unload all the, we helped him unload all the no walls needed. Or we say helped. People who are out there will say, I didn't help because there was free beer and pizzas in the shop. So I might have supervised, I think, is the best word.
You kind of watched everyone else do the hard work.
I mean, I documented it.
Oh my goodness, I have to say, I had a heavy bag the other day. You just watched me carry it.
I think I carried it back. I think I carried it back.
For about 10 seconds.
I took it out. I'm sure I took it off you.
No, back. You're definitely the supervisor all role.
And then...
I'm the heavy
So
lifter.
Yeah, we've done just some amazing things. And I mean, highlights like when we started doing the Spezial drops. Initially, we just got sample shoes. We got one sample shoe. We didn't even get a pair. But it was just incredible to work. Because we were buying Spezial anyway. So then to work with Gary and the team to get the product and show people before, it was just like, this was a scoop, this is just unbelievable. And it just felt like such a privilege that what we were into, we could showcase on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, well, that's special, Spezial.
Yeah, no, it really is. It really is.
I think, you know, ultimately you were just a couple of guys that were really interested and fascinated, and somehow, you got given stuff which this product to try on and talk about. What an exciting opportunity.
And it still is. And I don't mind saying this. I spoke to Gary, or text Gary a couple of days ago, just after all the videos.
UK size 6, Gary. Actually, I'm about 5.5.
But we were just saying, he was like, thanks for your support, you know. And I was like, seriously, it's just an utter privilege. I buy this product anyway, so... The fact I get to have it early and to show people, and the best thing is like, it goes back to that wider social media. It's the interactions. How many people get in touch and in the DMs or in messages or on posts or whatever it is, asking about sizing, what pairs do I like, what don't I like? Because I don't like it all. And I try to be honest, if it's pairs I don't like, I don't slate them to the ground, obviously, but I'll say, right, this is how they fit, these are the materials. They're not for me because they don't fit with what I wear, so you've got to be honest about it.
And I've been looking at, okay, obviously Nike Girl and everything, I've been looking at the Facebook page, and I've been quite fascinated by how passionate people are on that page, and they're all about, oh, what's this, and what's this like, and what... And it's this, I like this new subculture that I'm kind of feeling, which is very different from my London scene, which I'm very, you know, acquainted with. And it, I think this Adidas is very, it's very different. It's a very different scene in as much as it's much more of a niche community. And yeah, it's very much supportive, and it's just talking about the product. It's not about social media.
So on the Adidas Spezial Facebook page, so not the Onyx one, everybody's been hooked up for retail. Just give me retail for the jackets. Everything that's sold out, I've got a spare one of these. Who wants it? Someone tag somebody in. Right, there we go. And they're hooking each other up for retail. There's no reason.
That's unprecedented.
Yeah.
I mean, unprecedented.
But I can't remember who said it. Someone said something along the lines a few years ago. People who are into Adidas aren't sneakerheads. It is like a passion. It is not just because of trainers. It is more than just being into trainers. There is a real, and I'm not saying that people who are just into Nikes or other things don't have the real love, because of course there is that. But there is an element of people who want to flex on the Instagram because they're new into trainers or whatever, probably aren't going to go and buy a pair of, you know, Adidas Carfor Specials, the shoes. They're going to try and find the hypey kind of things, like the Nike Air Max and the Dunks and stuff like that. Whereas you ain't going to find many fake, for the want of a better word, people into Adidas Spezial.
Okay.
The real people, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They are.
So now let's look at it this way.
Go on.
I'm waiting for you to convince me why I should start to get into this brand. So I want to know, and I haven't bought a pair of Adidas for very long time, so what shoe is going to be the shoe that's going to turn my head, and why?
Do you know what I'd love to see you in? Obviously I love Spezial, I really do, and I could see you in the olive and orange Barrowlands. I could see you like in a pair of cargos, or I could see you wearing those, but I genuinely think a really good pair of Adidas ZX 10000s would absolutely suit you down, because it's a runner, it's a modern take on an old theme, and I genuinely think if you got a pair of ZX 10000s, and I want to shout out Lisa who came to Berlin with us, and she wears ZX 10000, and Nadine from Germany as well, Miss Urbex, if you're listening, I don't know if you will listen, but they wear Adidas ZX all the time. I just think girls in there, it's like adding a plus two. You know, rate a girl out of 10, right, stick on a pair of Adidas ZX for me, bump them up by two.
Okay, I've just learned this thing recently from a friend. It's like you can score a woman by how many pints. It's 1 pint, 2 pints, 3 pints.
Right.
So I'm going to put you in, if you're going to put me in a pair of shoes, oh, those are sick.
So I have just shown Tess a pair of, and I almost wore these down today, a pair of ZX 10000 Super Colours. And I just think that...
Because it's a shape that I like. It's the wider shape. You know, the thing is, you know, I've just bought the Pumas, the Godfathers.
Oh, which I'm, do you know what? I've got to shout out, like, Luke,
size, come
and
on,
size, and everybody who's involved in that campaign, because they dropped in the week where we never managed to get a podcast, and I really, really wanted to talk about them, and I've not managed to pick up a pair because when I went to Size Lee's, they didn't have the full size range in when I was there. However, somebody on the podcast has managed to pick up a pair.
Hey, I have to say, I'm telling you, when they came through the door, and I've got a flipping...
Which pair did you get? The meal.
The restaurant.
The restaurant.
Yeah. It came with a flipping napkin. cracking.
The turquoise.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I am so excited and I'm so glad. Thank you everyone that helped me with the sizing, by the way. I had to go down half a size, five and a half. They are the most beautiful shoe.
Yeah.
But they are very, well, I would say they're very close to a special
shape. Yeah. They're very casual terrace culture type thing.
And so I think, I'm kind of like, how do I wear them? Because what you've just shown me is something which is very typical. What I wear is a wider shoe.
Yeah. It's but that's the beauty, because I think I say it, I am not a typical casual terrace boy. I'm into trainers.
Mm.
Like what I'm wearing today. I've got my CP Italia Speciales on. But I've got them with some camo Carhartt pants.
And they match your Speciale
the jacket came after, actually. Believe it or not.
He was so gassed by his outfit.
I was gassed by my outfit today.
But
if you can get a pair that crosses the boundaries, like the Havanas and like the Cordobas, that are not purely like a pair of, I don't know, like some of the City Series
Havanas.
Stuff, like some like the Dublins or something like that, you couldn't really wear those with cargos. But if you get the right shape, 100%, of course you can.
Havanas have always, I like, obviously it's a colourway thing.
Yes, of course it is.
But yeah, we'll see.
That's what we need. But I think a good runner.
I've already decided my picture. I told you, I'm gonna be with Run DMC. That will be my post. But I need to find the right shoe.
Right.
I don't think what you've shown me tonight is the one.
You don't?
No.
You don't feel like that was an 10,000?
No.
Oh right. Okay.
No.
So here we go, guys. What we're gonna do is, we'll do the Instagram post as always. You've got to suggest in the Instagram post what Adidas shoe Tess should get. We will force her into buying something so we can see her in a pair of Adidas, sat with Run DMC or doing some sort of like
I
mad
will
stuff.
Do that post, like, and I will do it with fervor and gusto.
Like you do. So that there's your challenge then. I've done my best over the past few weeks to convince Tess into getting some Adidas.
I want a few more guests on to talk to me about it.
We will get some more guests on. But I feel like you're taking a little step in the right direction with those Pumas, with the Godfather Pumas.
I'm walking
the
line.
And I think that we just need that little bit of an extra push to get you over there.
I'm going over the cliff.
Absolutely. So I think actually we're probably there, because I think
to round it up.
I think we're going to get booted out of this pub actually.
Hold on.
Any minute now.
We're
probably like
three old guys left.
There's only a few proper Cockneys down in this pub in London.
Oi, oi, oi.
So we'll leave it there. So Tess, do you know what? You did the intro, so you got to do the outro, because I feel like I'm taking over.
I don't know what the outro is. But you know, thank you very much everyone for listening. I mean, I can't believe you're still here, but are we doing a key phrase, or what are we doing?
I think if you got to this point in the catchphrase, Jesus, we have had a few.
Okay,
drinks.
I've got it. God, it's got to be Danny. Take another shot.
So, if you get to this point in the podcast, you have got to put in the key phrase, Danny. Take another shot. I will not be taking another shot, because I think I've had far too much already. But as always, thanks for listening, folks. Share it. All these beautiful things that you always do. Love that everyone gets in touch. And we'll talk trainers, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you.
Bye.